former Pop Warner coaching legend, Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. He is none other than Sylvester Holtz. Coach, welcome to the show. Don't know if you're a fan of Locomotion. Don't know if you're a fan of Ali back in the day, but we welcome you to our program nonetheless.
Chris, I appreciate that very much. And, you know, back in 1974, gosh, some of the, you know, the kids that I coached, their parents weren't even born in 1974, but I remember those days well. And, you know, music is, I'm one of very musical taste. I'm just wondering when we're going to get some theme music for my appearances on your show every week. I enjoy coming on with people in Tuscaloosa, maybe some, you know, Sly and the Family Stone or something like that. We need some theme music to for these appearances each week, I think.
Ask and you shall receive. We'll work through that. Sly and the Family Stone is good. Personally, I think we should go more musical or show tune and go supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I think that'd be great for you. And if you could sing that for us, that would be even better.
Guys, listen, I'm always one for self-deprecating humor, but you know, I just don't want to embarrass everybody else who doesn't have some of the linguistic talents that I have, so we may just have to save that for another day. On another note, Chris, I'm in beautiful Louisville, Kentucky tonight. That's a big Atlantic Coast Conference game in Louisville, Kentucky. We're excited by Seminoles and the Cardinals tonight. It's going to be a big game. You know, Florida State, I'm going to tell you, Chris, they got to be on upset alert here in Louisville, Kentucky, because you know, Bob Petrino knows his offense. He knows how to be offensive, and he knows how to score points offensively on football field. So I just think that Florida State may need to be on upset alert here in Louisville tonight.
Yeah, I'm with you. As long as he don't run that offense in a ditch, man, I think they'll be fine. I'm right there with you. You had the choice.
I was watching practice the other night, and they've got the Harley Davidson play. Harley Davidson play. It's when the quarterback just throws it all away. If you have a big pass rush is coming or something, throws it. Yeah. That's the Harley Davidson play. Petrino in this offense. Look for it tonight.
Well, we'll definitely do that. By the way, I don't want to get off topic here, but did you see Tubby Smith riding the Harley into the arena at Texas Tech for their opening night of practice celebration? And it was the worst motorcycle decision by a Division I coach since Bobby Petrino when he dropped the motorcycle right there on the court there at Texas Tech.
Guys, I mean, Tubby Smith, you know, at some point the elderly need a license taken away from them. It must have been revoked or something. You may have seen some footage I didn't see. I didn't see Tubby Smith riding the motorcycle. I saw Tubby Smith trying to ride a motorcycle. So, guys, that's coaches. There's some things that we can do. We can motivate young people, be special influences on their life, and it's something you hope for, you strive for. But there's some things we can't do. And for Orlando Tubby Smith, I really believe this, guys. He's a wonderful man. He's a genuine sweetheart of a guy, and he's a tremendous coach. But he is not to be riding two-wheel motor vehicles anymore this year. I don't think you see it happen again.
Right there with you, Coach. Sly Holtz joining us on our Shock Top Hotline presented by Green Beverage. You could have gone Shock Top, yes, sir. You could have gone Troy at Georgia Southern tonight, but you opted to go Louisville versus Florida State instead, I see.
Well, there's no question. I mean, you know, the Trojans and Georgia Southern, it just doesn't have the intrigue. And by the way, you're pronouncing it incorrectly, Chris. One of the coaches have to do is teach people when they're doing something wrong, teach them the correct way to say it. Louisville. It's no silent S. There are no silent S's in my world.
None whatsoever. I'd have thought you might go Statesboro rather than Louisville, but you probably made the right choice. You normally do. So tell me about this one, Coach. Do the fighting the fighting Seminoles this one in the bag tonight against the Cardinals?
Well, guys, you saw where Florida State was doing their practicing yesterday, didn't you? You saw
them
doing their walkthrough. Yeah, they actually walked right in front of a Joe's Crab Shack on their way out off the practice field yesterday. Some people thought that was an important case, and they started got on their computers, just started tweeting about it. You know, on social media. I'm not so big on social media myself, but you know, a lot of the young kids are nowadays. So Everybody was on Twitter talking about FSU's walking by the Joe's Crab Shack and the SID at Florida State saying, guys, they didn't go eat there. They just walked by. That's too many distractions. And I think Bobby Petrino is a master play caller, as he is. I'm going to say, suffering succotash, the Cardinals are going to upset the Seminoles tonight. Bounce them right out of those newfound college football rankings. You guys can absolutely take that to the house.
We got that done. By the way, speaking of Florida State and speaking of throwbacks, as we've done, 1974, number 16 film in America that year. Burt Reynolds, proud Florida State alum, your star in The Longest Yard. There's your Florida State tie-in right there.
It's also the punchline to a wonderful throw. Yet another joke about Bobby Petrino, but guys, I think we'll just take the high road and we won't go there. But you know,
highly appropriate.
1974 was a tremendous year for movies. That was around the time Jaws came out too, wasn't it? When did Jaws come out?
You're close. I wasn't going to go this route, but I will because you've asked. Okay, top films, 1974, Godfather Part Two.
Certainly.
Number two, I'm sure a favorite of yours, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. A lot of S's in that one.
Well, guys, this Halloween, the scary movies aren't always my favorite kind of movies to sit through or scream through. But, you know, Texas Chainsaw Massacre is, you know, that script is outstanding and the cinematography is also top-notch.
Number three, Young Frankenstein.
Young Frankenstein, I think, is what the nickname for Brady Hoke in Michigan right now. Maybe not so young anymore.
Could be. And number four, a personal favorite, Blazing Saddles.
Blazing Saddles and a new sheriff in town. That's going to be the appropriate theme in Gainesville, Florida here in just about another month or so. There'll be a new sheriff in town and Blazing Saddles. The seat's been hot in Gainesville. Okay, you guys get it.
We got it. We got it. Okay, let's get back to the college football part as I've taken you down that trip down memory lane. Tonight, it is indeed Florida State and Louisville, as we said. But in the SEC on Saturday, the number one ranked team in America, Mississippi State, hosting the Arkansas Razorbacks. Surely this is not the week that Brett Bielema gets his first SEC win, is it?
Well, guys, first of all, this is Sylvester Holtz. Don't call me Shirley. But this is a game, listen, if these guys were going to say, it's like Leslie Nielsen hanging around here, something like that. Listen,
no question.
This was a buffalo wing eating contest or something like that, you know, if they're eating ribs and they had a contest, listen, Brett Bielema could eat wings and just put Dan Mullen under the table. But here's what Brett Bielema doesn't have. He doesn't have Dak Prescott. He doesn't have Josh Robinson. He doesn't have a single runner. He's got good running backs, but they can't break seven tackles on their way to 181 yards in a game. They just can't do it. So, I mean, you ask me if this is the week. Guys, this is not the week at all. Mississippi State's going to roll in this game like Brett Bielema rolling down a very steep hill.
We head to the other part, the northern part of the state of Mississippi. From Starkville, we go to Oxford. Fourth-ranked Rebels, third-ranked Auburn Tigers. Who do you like, Coach?
Guys, I can't believe I'm still. I have to apologize. I missed this joke early. Young Frankenstein would have been a much better joke to say Gus Malzahn because he's got his glasses and looks kind of like a mad scientist out there drawing up his play. So that should have been the joke that I hit earlier. So I apologize to your audience for that.
Yeah, listen, absolutely.
These guys are friends. They like each other. They're going to like each other, though, for about 3.5 hours in Oxford. You know, Ole Miss defense, they've not allowed one single team to score over 20 points in a game this season. Meanwhile, the Auburn Tigers have scored 20 points or more in every game since the start of last season. I just think, guys, unless Auburn turns the ball over again on the first 2-3 plays in the game, like they did at Mississippi State, it looked like they didn't even know how to play football. They forgot all about it, that crazy environment. Here's the secret. Ole Miss doesn't have any cowbells. No cowbells at Ole Miss. I think that was the difference in Starkville. Not going to be the popular pick in Tuscaloosa, but guys, I think suffering succotash, Rebels are exposed a little bit, and that rush defense, and the Tigers are going to win this game.
Coach Holtz, 11th ranked Georgia hosting unranked, weary, beaten, battered Florida Gators. CBS 2:30 kick, the world formerly known, still known by most, as the world's largest outdoor cocktail party. Georgia minus 10.5 according to Vegas, according to Sylvester Holtz. How does this one play out?
Guys, they're unranked and some of them are unwashed, and this is going to be a game that's unfit for human consumption. Guys, this is going to be ugly. I mean, this is going to be really ugly. This is going to be Arkansas cheerleader ugly in Jacksonville. The crowd's going to be all red, black, orange, and blue. They're already looking around for Billy Donovan in basketball season. They're saying, please rescue us from this terrible product that we're seeing on the field each and every week. You know, it doesn't really matter if it's Todd Gurley, if he has set out this game, Nick Chubb, or Sony Michel, who's my personal favorite of the Georgia running back, Sony Michel. Certainly hope he's back on the field. Guys, this is just, they don't need Hudson Mason to throw 200 yards in a game. Suffering succotash, no surprise here, no silly picks. It's going to be Georgia wins this game in a landslide.
All right. Bringing it full circle. You are back there, as you term it, Louisville, Kentucky. The rumble in the jungle that I've referenced many times today. Muhammad Ali, George Foreman. But do you fall in the category of Muhammad Ali, or as they said in Coming to America, the boys' mama named him Clay. I'm gonna call him Clay. I'm gonna guess, knowing you, you probably prefer Cassius Clay over Muhammad Ali.
Well, guys, there's no question. Cassius Clay floats like a butterfly, stings like a bee. He may not be able to pick college, but he may have never been able to pick college football games or coach young men in the Pop Warner leagues like me, but there's no question. It's a classic. I call him classic Cassius. And so, yeah, I'm a little bit old school in that regard, so I definitely lean in that direction.
Coach, it is always a privilege and a tremendous pleasure to talk with you. Go rehydrate, have a great weekend, and we will talk to you soon.
Guys, thanks. I say you need three things in life. You need someone to love, you need something to do, and you need some place to eat. That's what we're trying to find in Louisville, Kentucky right now before this game tonight. You guys have a great evening.
Great Garden Seat.